of those who Jesus held dear, Moses and Elijah, we can hear Jesus. With the voices of Moses and Elijah in his ears, Jesus casts out demons. He casts out of people the demons which makes people considered cast-offs in society. God did not send an elite, remote, untouchable Savior. God has made Jesus, who suffered and died, our Savior and the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus governs the way that he governs, and our job is to listen to him. It is his voice that will provide the dazzlement. Let's listen for his voice in the words of our hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Lord, flood those nations with grace and mercy. We affirm our faith in you using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance. So we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For all those who serve in our armed forces, especially those on active duty, including Andrew, Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, and Ryan S., God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all leaders, especially Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Tracy, and Bruce, our mayors. For peace and justice in all nations, and especially the communities of Biscay, Broughton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating an anniversary or birthday. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those displaced from their homes. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in Ukraine. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor but doesn't know it yet, and the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, especially for the missions team. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Since we have such great hope in your promises, O God, we lift these and all of our prayers to you in confidence and faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for the collection of our offering. If you would like to bring your gift to Christ's well, I invite you to do so now. Please stand. Blessed are you, O God, sovereign of the universe. You offer us new beginnings and guide us on our journey. Lead us to your table, nourish us with this heavenly food, and prepare us to carry your love to a hungry world. In the name of Jesus, our light. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we sum up all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. If you would prefer to have a blessing, just indicate that by putting your hands over your heart. And we do have the gluten-free wafers.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away.
We give you thanks, gracious God, for we have feasted on the abundance of your house. Send us to bring good news and to proclaim your favor to all, strengthened with the richness of your grace, in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please remain seated for an announcement from our council president.
Good morning. This morning, I want to give you a brief update on the process to call a new past minister to Christ Lutheran. The call committee already has several names of qualified candidates and are beginning the interview process. This timeline is moving more quickly than we anticipated. The call committee and church council held a special meeting Wednesday evening to discuss how calling a new minister sooner than anticipated and moving forward with Vicar Susan's term call and ordination might impact each other. It is the consensus of both the call committee and the church council that it is better if the two important events do not occur in the same time frame. Each should be dealt with separately to receive the full attention and celebration they deserve. A newly called minister may also appreciate the opportunity to be part of Vicar Susan's ordination. Based on this new information from members of the call committee regarding the associate pastor position, a motion was made with amendment to postpone the congregational vote today, February 27th, until more information is available. This motion was seconded and approved. This means there will not be a special meeting vote at this time. Should you have any questions about the complicated process, please feel free to contact me and I will attempt to clarify the process. We look forward to celebrating both receiving a new minister at Christ Lutheran and Vicar Susan's entry into the ministry in the coming months. This is an exciting time of change and growth for our church family. Thank you for your continued prayers and support for the leadership of Christ Lutheran and for each other.
I just wanted to make one quick statement here. I acknowledge the decision of the call committee and the church council and will continue to serve in my current roles with joy for our partnership. I am actively moving forward with the call process in the Synod, and I'm excited about opportunities on the horizon.
Please stand. God who leads you in pathways of righteousness, who rejoices over you, and who calls you by name, bless your going out and your coming in today and forever. Amen.
We are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing in the light of God.
Go with Christ into a weary world. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.